Vanity Dies Hard by Ruth Rendell. Read by Eva Haddon. Chapter 1. The rain stopped as they came into the town, but puddles lay everywhere, whipped and wrinkled by the wind. Wet leaves smacked against the windscreen and lay on the pavement like torn rags.
"This do you all right?"
Hugo asked. He pulled the car onto a parking area marked with criss-crossed white lines, as if for some intricate game.
"We're a bit tight for time, so if you think you can..."
"You might take her all the way," said his wife. "I call it mean, dumping people as if you were a bus. Besides, it's going to pour."
"I said we were late," Hugo snapped.
He turned to his sister.
"Okay, Alice? Now, the programme is, Jackie and I make a quick tour around Amalgamated Lacquers. There's some kind of a reception at 4, but we should be through before 5. Pick you up here again at 5?
"Lovely," said Alice.
She gathered up her umbrella and her handbag and opened the car door.
"Don't take any notice of him," Jackie said quickly. "Of course we'll call for you at Nesta's. Tell me the address again, will you?"
"Salisbury, Saulsby, Chelmsford Road."
"But I can easily..."
"Rubbish!"
She glared at her husband, and her black saucer-sized curls vibrated like antennae.
"If he had an ounce of chivalry... Oh, what's the use?"
For Hugo had already started the car, was putting it in gear. In silent rage, he held his left wrist extended, displaying the face of his watch. Alice stood on the pavement and gave a little wave.
"Love to Nesta and all that," Jackie shouted. "I hope she won't be in one of her moods. Mind you cheer her up before we come." In one of her